You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, my cherished ducklings. How are you? I'm Perry Lyons. This is Moonstruck TV, Perry Lyons, New York City Celebrity Psychic. And hello, I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad you're here. I don't know what I was going to tell you. Stick around because we're going to do the psychic tarot weather in a minute. But first of all, I know everybody's been talking about the eclipses. I say eclipse. I'm just going to say eclipse. So there was a huge solar eclipse and in Leo. And now this Friday, there's a very, very deep lunar eclipse. Very unusual because like 95% darkness is going to be, you know what I'm saying. It's hot here. So the thing about eclipses is they signal starts and endings. I know all of you know this by now, but sometimes big eclipses will usher out great beings. And in this case, because this eclipse was influenced by Uranus, which is a planet of like maverick leaders, people who change the culture for the better. That's my friend Elizabeth Grace, Elizabeth with an S. So she's elizabethgrace.com. She is the single best astrologer, I think, living. So go check her out. She's also got a newsletter that's called Why Now, WHYNOW. Check her out. You will not be sorry. She's genius. Anyway, so eclipses sometimes, will mark the end of a time. And I think what I'm trying to say here is that we lost Dolly Parton yesterday, and I'm still getting over it. And she was such a force for good. Beautiful songwriter, beautiful singer, but even more than that, such a compassionate, wise humanitarian. She did so much more good work than we even know about. Just a great woman. And what outfits. And I love how she owned her beauty in a way that was celebratory. When people made fun of her, she's like, I'm laughing all the way to the bank, honey. So one of the things that this eclipse is about is putting aside everything that's been dragging you back. All of the past regrets. And I got to tell you, this whole last 2 days have been me fighting my way out of this. So if you're doing the same thing, don't worry. It's just a freaking eclipse. You might feel a lot of regrets and stuff about your past, and concentrating on what you don't like about yourself. And I'm here to tell you that don't work very well. So don't do that. What this time is about is letting go of the past, letting go of anything or anyone that doesn't serve you, that doesn't make you happy, and just being able to cut the chain where it has you dragging that ball and chain behind you. Step into your full greatness, your full visibility, no matter what right now. Or else, I'm from Brooklyn, we like to threaten people randomly. Okay, now we are going to do the psychic tarot weather, where I pick, and I never pick them beforehand. I ask my angels to guide my hands, angels, even though I need a manicure, always. I'm a gardener and an artist. I just gave up on manicures. It's like, my hands look like this, deal with it. Okay, so, wow. The first card I'm picking This is a Queen of Pentacles, and this deck is called the Queen of Earth. And whether you're man or woman, this is a very sort of strong feminine energy. Can you see it? It's somebody who's really getting grounded in their life. The thing is, if you want to shoot for the stars, you have to make sure your feet are on the ground first. You don't want to go floating off. And a Queen of Pentacles is thoughtful, creative, sensitive, warm. And make time for people around you who you can help, but who also, I was going to say don't drag you down, but it's a time to be of service without being of self-sacrifice. That makes sense. Take a sensible approach. And challenges are coming up, but you're going to deal with them very naturally in the way that the earth deals with rain and lightning and thunder. It just goes like, poof. Things, anytime you hit a challenge coming up, just know it's going to be okay. Just take the appropriate step. These next ones are great. The Ace of Swords is, as we just said, it's the beginning of a whole new sort of era for you. Like, era like Taylor Swift, except probably not wearing short shorts. Hey, Kathy, I'll be with you in 2 shakes of a lamb's tail. I'm just going to finish the psychic weather. While I'm doing this, I'd like you to breathe really deeply like this, and then breathe once more on top of that, like, and then hold it for 4 seconds and then let it out like this, which is embarrassing, but it works. Highly amusing to any toddlers in the vicinity. So keep doing that. I'll be back with you in 2 minutes. Thank you, sweetie. And make a tape of it so I can blackmail you later. Okay, sorry. Aces in tarot, as in poker, are very good. They always cycle. They always signal the start of a new cycle. In this case, the sword symbolizes that you're cutting away old thoughts that aren't good for you. You're realizing that sometimes your brain lies to you, and you can just, when it starts saying, you're not good enough, you just tell it to F off or throw it out the window. Don't throw your brain out the window, actually. Not a great idea, but you know what I'm saying. It's also the beginning of a time of new ideas. I would start writing down any ideas you have for the next week, because they're going to be good, and they're going to be marketable. Okay. What was the last card? Bum, ba, bum. Bum, ba, bum. Oh, right. Oh, I like that one. Mm. I'm sorry. I totally just dropped all my cards. There we go. Okay. The Chariot card. This is a very old deck, so it doesn't look like the usual tarot, which I love. The Chariot card is, I always read it as a successful enterprise that combines creativity and business smarts, often run by a woman or co-run by a woman. And if you're starting a new business, it's a perfect time to do it, whether you're a woman or not. But the Chariot card is a victory card. So anything you start now is going to be victorious. I mean, you have to do a little something, but there you go. Okay, Kathy. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And you?
Good. So, I like to connect to people through their birthdays. So, what's your birthday?
Okay, I'm an Aries. It's 3/22/61.
Oh, cool.
I don't know the Aries. I wanted that thing yesterday, not today. I want everything.
First of all, I love Aries women. You guys are the best.
And we're just fire. We have no patience. We want to know things when we go get it.
Yeah, but if you're like, I'm almost an Aries. I'm the end of Pisces. A lot of, and mm-hmm. I happen
I'm
to
Aries,
love
Pisces.
Yeah, so I'm a couple of days ahead of you. I'm like the last day of Pisces. Anyway, love Aries women, and obviously you're a truth teller, which can get you in hot water, because what's the phrase? Oh, you don't suffer fools gladly.
No, I just don't feel it when I see it.
All right, my love, how can I help you?
Okay.
Tell me the question. What's that?
Okay, I have 2 or 3. I was just wondering, do you see my husband getting money from, he has like asbestos of the lungs from working?
You know what? I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Let me see if I can put on captions or ask you to speak up a bit. Hold on, captions. There we go. Do you mind speaking up a bit? There you go. Okay, got it.
My husband has asbestos of the lungs. And he's going to see a lawyer. The one doctor said it shows that he does. He's got it in his lungs, but he can't get it out. But he doesn't have cancer.
Oh, God.
Oh. And to see if he's going to get his settlement for that.
Well, okay. Legally, I can't give any medical or legal advice. What I can say is, yeah, it does. I'm going to say it feels to me like there is some money coming your way. What?
Go ahead.
Are you already working?
What, honey?
Are you already working with a lawyer?
No, not yet. We're waiting for our lung doctor to tell us or a pain doctor to recommend one.
Okay. There are some terrific, if lawyers are expensive, if you need a good one, you can call the Bar Association and ask for lawyers who do pro bono work.
In that field? Oh, okay, I can do that.
No, I can't give an opinion on whether or not the illness is there. What I can give you an opinion on is I feel like your husband has a lot of time ahead of him. And I also feel like there's money coming to you in some way. Okay. One thing.
What? He's a Gemini.
What's that? Oh, he's a Gemini?
He is a Gemini.
I'm sorry. Actually, Gemini and Aries is a great combination. And you'll never be bored with a Gemini. It's like where the fun never stops, even when you want it to.
We've been married 54 years. We got married when we were 16 and 18.
Oh, that's so sweet. Congratulations. That's amazing. God bless you.
Do you see me? Yeah, my first. Do you see me getting a car? Or
do I see you getting a car? Is that what you're saying? Dear, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I can't hardly hear you.
I know. Let me see if I can fix that. Hold on one second. And people at home, hang in there. This gets better. We're just having a little technical problem here. There we go. That should be better. Okay. And you got a close-up of my palm. So from what you said, I'm going to speak up using it's on your end, my producer says. So you can turn your phone up a bit. That'll help. And anyway, what I was going to say was, in some way or other, you're going to be getting a payout. The other thing, and I suggest this to people because I got $16,000 doing this. I suggest to people that they go to their home state website and look at the unclaimed funds part. Totally free. It's a government thing. It's on the website. And just put in your name, your parents' names, and it'll tell you if there's any money that you don't know about that's kind of waiting for you in that vast government account. Again, I'm saying that because I feel money coming to you. I'm not quite sure if it's the lawsuit because not being able to talk about illness kind of hampers me a bit. But what I do see is at least I'm getting at least $26,000 coming from somewhere. And I'm going to say that's January at the latest. It might be a lot more. I have my own opinion about what's going on with your husband's health. But what I can tell you privately, but what I can say now is I think he's got a lot of time. I see you guys hitting your 60th anniversary just running. No problem. So that says to me that something is getting better there. I'm glad you're talking to a lawyer. I would really do that as soon as possible. But one way or another, you're getting money coming in. One last thing. Do you have kids?
Yes, I have.
Three?
I have four. My oldest one is deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry. One of your kids is doing very well. I got 30 seconds. Is the oldest a boy?
No, I had all three girls. My son died
at birth. All three girls?
And then I died. Yeah, I have three living daughters.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is she an Aries? Because she's got a very go-ahead personality.
No, I have an Aquarius, a Leo, and a Sag.
Oh, Sag. That could be it, too. Your oldest daughter is about to do really well at whatever it is she's doing. And I think things have been a little tough for her lately. So I just wanted to pass that along, because if you've been worried about her, you kind of don't have to.